Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On July 1st, 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg begins. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. The president was fretting. In the spring and early summer of 1863, Abraham Lincoln's friend and ally, Ward Lamon, recalled that things had been going very slow and the public mind was in very great suspense. The rebellion might succeed. The Union might be in ruins. The Emancipation Proclamation, issued on the 1st of January of this year, might become a dead letter. And then on this date, the Battle of Gettysburg began. Fresh from a victory at Chancellorsville, Virginia, Confederate General Robert E. Lee took the fight to the north. The bloodshed was god-awful. According to historians, the Union Army lost 3,155 men. The Confederacy, 3,903. Fully another 33,264 were wounded, with nearly 11,000 missing. One Northern soldier wrote this: "We have had an awful fight here, but thank the Lord, our army has given the rebels an everlasting thrashing. The heaviest fighting was yesterday, and today they are in full retreat, and our entire army is after them." Another said, "We have had an awful march and a terrible battle. A great many of our boys were killed or wounded, but I escaped without a scratch. It is a miracle that we were not all killed or wounded. We were in the thickest of the fight, making a charge on the Rebs a half mile through a fire of grape and canister. Our regiment lost 100 men in 10 minutes." Yet, the Union prevailed. Together with General Grant's victory at Vicksburg in the same period, the ultimate Union triumph in Pennsylvania would signal a turning point. In a conversation with General Daniel E. Sickles, who lost a leg at Gettysburg, President Lincoln described the anxious hours as he waited for the verdict from the battle. "In the pinch of your campaign up there, oppressed by the gravity of our affairs, I went into my room one day and locked the door and got down on my knees before Almighty God and prayed to Him mightily for victory at Gettysburg. I told Him we couldn't stand another Fredericksburg or Chancellorsville. And I then and there made a solemn vow to Almighty God that if He would stand by our boys at Gettysburg, I would stand by Him. And He did, and I will." In this gigantic rebellion, at the bottom of which is an effort to overthrow the principle that all men are created equal, the president told a celebratory crowd at the White House, "we have the surrender of a most powerful position and army." And yet, Lincoln's generals failed him again. Lee evaded the Union forces and managed to escape with his army intact, all to fight again another day and the day after that. "If I had gone up there, I could have licked them myself," the president muttered. The war would go on, but now there were grounds, good grounds, for hope. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.